Welcome back to Depths of Depression podcast. This episode is created in the closet of my family. This is like a room. We have like all the clothing in here. It's super dark. And that's like the first episode. Maybe you can feel it. I'm making this episode in the morning. It's like 9 a.m. I'm actually kind of feeling tired. I was just now outside with the dog and I had some couple of thoughts and I was like, okay, I gotta share about this. I think this could be helpful for some people. And I had a couple of thoughts, but I'm just gonna share one now because I was just trying to make this episode. I was just already recording something and I realized, well, I'm just not there right now to talk about many things, but I will talk about one thing. And it's kind of crazy when I was thinking about the body is like doing all those crazy processes and it just knows how to do them. So by that I mean your heart is pumping. Your body, just for some reason, it just knows how to pump the heart. We never went to school and we never got told, oh, this is how the heart pumps. No, when we came to Earth, we just knew certain things and we just knew how the heart pumps. And same with like the blood flowing through the body. Like for some reason, the body just knows how to make the blood flow and how the blood works and how the blood is going into the heart and all these crazy complex things, which is like it's almost like a miracle thinking about it. Same with like, just look at your eyes and how they work and how for some reason the information from the eyes getting sent to the brain, I think. And then for some reason you have this consciousness and this is crazy stuff happening. It's like this crazy computer going on and it's just working all the time. And for some reason, the computer just knew certain things. It's almost like there were certain things just installed from the very beginning. And so also another thing, it has like this healing abilities. Like it just knows how to heal a physical wound. So if you cut yourself, right, there's blood flowing out, like at one point the blood will just stop flowing and then it will just sort of make new skin, I guess, above the wound. And the body just knows how to heal. The body also knows how to grow. It knows how to grow the hair. It just knows how to grow the whole body, especially when you're growing up. All this crazy stuff. And I don't even know how it works. But it just works, right? I don't even consciously think about it. And I think the same way, just like the body can heal physical wounds, I think the same way a body is able, and it almost feels like it's an easy task for the body to heal like internal wounds, to heal its emotional pain, to heal the depression. I have this, you know, absolute like hope and belief that the body is able to heal them. And it's not something we have to learn, but the body is just able to do it, just the same way a body is able to heal your physical wound. And also what I believe in and just came to me now, I believe just like the body just knew how, just like the body just came with this sort of pre-installed software from the very beginning, with the pre-installed software to be able to make the heart work in order to make the whole body work. I think the same way we came pre-installed with the ability to be happy. I just believe in that. I think that's our natural state and I think this is how we came to Earth. If you look at children, if you look at babies, they're usually happy. There's sometimes they cry, right? They cry for like 10 minutes, but then they're happy as fuck, usually. And they're playful, they're curious, they want to do something, they are engaged, much more engaged than I am right now, for example. For the last 8 months, I was shut down, I didn't do anything. And I don't think that's natural. I don't think I was in a very natural place. I think that's very interesting to think about. And then it's almost like, I think in society, we're getting told as we grow up, when you're in school, oh, it's bad. Well, okay, I'm sort of, it's like you're getting told, for example, you're not allowed to be playful. This is, you're getting told, oh, it's childish if you're curious. You're getting told maybe you have to be serious. Like now when you're grown up, when you go out of school, now you're not anymore a child. You're not allowed to be serious anymore. And then basically you're shutting down this pre-installed software and you're installing a new software, software, or maybe you can call it malware or like a virus by society and it's telling you, okay, you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to be playful, you're not allowed to be curious, you have to be serious now, right? You're not allowed to have fun because you're not a grown-up, you can't have fun, right? It's only for children. And this is how some, this is how literally you can stop your happiness. And you look at grown-ups, you look at adults, and it's very likely they're less happy than children. And it's so weird to think about. So it's not all about the work that I'm doing right now, and the work I can really suggest to anybody, to find the software that you were installed by your parents, the software that you were installed by society, and just uninstall it. And that's it. Just feel them, and then you cry, and by crying, let them out of your body, right? By crying, letting out this need to be serious, or feeling like you can't cry because you're now grown up, or feeling because you can't cry now because you're a man, just uninstall it. And you will see deep within, like the body, the machine, the original software, it just knows how to be happy. And fuck, that's amazing to think about. And I think there was something more I wanted to talk. Yeah, I think in order to feel the body, in order to heal the body, it's just really being with it, to spend some time alone and then to feel. And I think it can be at first very difficult. I remember when I did it for the first time, and it was like around a year, more than a year ago, I remember I was sitting with myself, I was meditating, and it felt bad. I didn't want to feel my body, it felt bad. It's like I was ignoring my body my entire life until that moment. And of course, it felt like there was pain in my body. I really felt it. But nowadays, I still feel, right now especially, I feel a lot of pain. There's still stuff like some chaos in my body. That's how it feels like. But it feels much better than a year ago. And yeah, I think in society we don't pay attention. Like, we don't getting told how to pay attention to the body. And if you don't pay attention to the body by maybe exercising, by sitting with it, by giving it good food, what might happen is that the body will tell you, hey, it wants to get noticed. Like, the body, what will the body perhaps do? It will give you some physical illness. It will give you some back pain. It will give you some pain in the foot, just in order to tell you, hey, just take a look at me, like, just slow down a little bit. Here's your body. I want to talk with you. Like, there's something right here we want to take a look at. And yeah, pay attention to those signs. All right, that's the whole episode. I hope you could get something out of this. It's 9 a.m. in the morning here in Germany. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. All right, that's it.